Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting second. The second baseman, Craig Wilson. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Brian Simmons. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Soroka. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Carlos Beltran. Batting second. The second baseman, Carlos Febles. Batting third. The DH, Jose Offerman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dean Palmer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chris Hatcher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Speyer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mendy Lopez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jeff Suppan. And now, play ball. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caruso hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a line drive towards the mound. Suppan catches it and throws to first to double up Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beltran strikes out. One out. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Febles strikes out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Offerman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cordero hits a line drive into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Palmer takes first base on ball four. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. King hits a pop-up into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speyer takes first base on ball 4. Mendy Lopez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speyer moves to third. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beltran is 0-for-1 in the game. Beltran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Febles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Febles is 0-for-1 in the game. Febles strikes out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Offerman strikes out. Two outs. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Palmer hits a line drive into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordero moves to second. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0-for-2 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conine is 0 for 1 in the game. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Febles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Suppan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Speyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speyer hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mendy Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beltran is 0 for 2 in the game. Beltran hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ricky Bones now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham pinch runs for Robin Ventura. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Beltran. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Wilson now playing third base. Ray Durham now playing second base. Carlos Febles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Febles is 0 for 2 in the game. Febles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Febles reaches second base with a double. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Offerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Offerman hits a line drive towards first. Cordero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Febles moves to third. Two outs. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 0 for 3 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Bones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Speyer and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell is walked intentionally. Scott Servais now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Konien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Konien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Konien is 0 for 2 in the game. Konien hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnny Damon pinch runs for Jeff Konien. Chris Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sweeney pinch hits for Tim Speyer. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Damon now playing right field. Mike Sweeney now catching. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cordero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Cordero. The throw from Sweeney and he is safe. Cordero steals second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 3 in the game. Cameron strikes out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Beltran who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Cordero scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Matt Wisenant now pitching. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Caruso is 0 for 4 in the game. Caruso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Caruso. The throw from Sweeney to Febles and they have Caruso trapped. The throw over to King, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Pendleton pinch hits for Mendy Lopez. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Beltran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Beltran is 0-3 in the game. Beltran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Horry now pitching. Larry Sutton pinch hits for Carlos Febles. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sutton strikes out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Offerman is 0-3 in the game. Offerman bunts towards the mound. Horry fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.